The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Mighty Mun Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheer Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, from the Sidney J. Watson Arena, one of my favorite places to broadcast in Brunswick, Maine. It's Bruce Zeman, the Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday as we get ready for another fantastic NESCAC hockey matchup today between your Middlebury College Panthers and the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, again from this beautiful arena. And if you had to write a script as to how the Middlebury College Panthers wanted to start the season, last night the script that they wrote would be exactly that. They came up to Colby, taking on the Colby College Mules, the defending NESCAC champions, at their rink in Waterville, Maine, and they beat them soundly, 4-1, in a game that, after the game, both players and some of the coaches called a character game for the team. We'll talk more about that a little bit later in the pregame show, but again, welcome to our broadcast today. It should be a very, very good game between two teams that last season missed the playoffs, but both looking to get back into the dance this season. Again, there are 10 teams in the NESCAC. The top eight make the playoffs, and so both of these teams trying to get back into the playoffs. When we come back, we're going to talk about what these two teams did last season, what they did last night, and preview what we expect from Bowdoin this season. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Game two of the 2018-2019 Middlebury College Panthers hockey team season. They're getting ready to take on the Bowdoin College Polar Bears here at the Sidney J. Watson Arena in Brunswick, Maine. Again, game two of the season. The Panthers last night beating the Colby College Mules 4-1 to pick up their first win of the season. Now for today's game against the Polar Bears. Last season, the two teams played twice, as they typically do. The first game, Sunday, November 19th in Middlebury, a game that was won by the Polar Bears 2-0. And in that game, no goals for the Panthers, but Stephen Klein, the team's MVP last season, stopped 27 of 29 shots. Game two took place on January 20th here at the Watson Arena in Brunswick, and the Polar Bears also came out victorious in that contest 2-1, although Owen Powers did score a shorthanded goal for Middlebury in that matchup. Klein again played a great game, stopping 32 of 34 shots, and with the win, the Polar Bears took the season series 2-0. Now, as for last night in these two teams, mixed results, different results for the two teams. The Polar Bears dropping a 4-1 matchup to the Williams College Eaves here at the Watson Arena. Sophomore Jack Bliss scored the lone goal for Bowdoin, which was also his first collegiate point. And in net, Kyle St. Denis stopped 25 of 29 shots in the loss. As for the Panthers, a game heard here on WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. The Panthers were up in Waterville, Maine to take on the defending NESCAC champion Bowdoin Polar Bears. And the Panthers opened their season with what the players and the coaches called a character win for the team. A 4-1 victory that saw Owen Powers, Charlie Parsons, Brendan Dawson, and Emac Bentley hit the twine for the Panthers. Goaltender Brian Ketchupaw had a brilliant game for Middlebury, stopping 26 of 27 shots, many of them difficult ones, in a contest that many of the players and coaches feel may have a significant impact on the team this season. Now, as to what to expect for Bowdoin this coming season, they finished last year 8-16-0, missing the playoffs. This year, they're returning their top two scorers in Cody Tedesco and Bradley Ingersoll. Tedesco has led the Polar Bears in scoring each of his previous three seasons and will look to continue the trend. St. Denis, formerly at RPI, joins the Polar Bears and looks to provide depth at the goaltender position this season. There's a trio of juniors that sat just outside the top five in scoring last year, should fill in some of the gaps. Thomas Dunleavy, Ronnie Leston, Pat Geary, and Sam Topham all tallied multiple points for the Polar Bears. And again, Bowdoin, like Middlebury, looking to get back into the NESCAC playoff dance come this season. We'll have to see what happens this season, but of course, today's game, a big step for both teams, both of whom are looking to advance back to the NESCAC playoffs. When we come back, going to take a look at some stats and the keys for today's game. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
D.A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi there, Craig Lee, sales manager from Foster Motors, reaching out to you again. First, I would like to thank all of you who took the time to visit our dealership last month. We truly appreciate your time and business. Now it's November and the Black Friday sales event here at Foster Motors, and we're having Black Friday deals all month long. Rebates are high, we have 2018s to move out, and we have some fantastic vehicles to look at, like our all-new Ram 1500 and all-new Jeep Wrangler. Let me tell you, you have to see them and drive them to appreciate all the new technology and changes that have been made. These vehicles are amazing. So once again, I would like to invite you in and see us on Route 7 South. Take a look at our awesome selection of new and used trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans. Let me show you the real deals and cut through all the clutter that you hear about super low payments that are offered but never able to be met. I hope to see you soon. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here in Brunswick, Maine. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network and the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Bruce Zeman with you, getting ready for today's matchup between the Bowdoin College Polar Bears and the Middlebury College Panthers. Last night, the Panthers beating Colby 4-1, and the Polar Bears losing to Williams 4-1. And so, Middlebury looking to continue the momentum, and for Bowdoin looking to get their first win of the season and getting back into the win column. So what are the keys, and what are some of the numbers for the games today? First of all, we'll take a look at some of the numbers and some of the keys for the games today for Bowdoin. Last night, in their loss to Williams, their power play did not do well. They were 0-for-4 on the power play, and they also gave up a shorthanded goal. So some of the keys for Bowdoin today, do some of the little things a little bit better, work on the power play, and also see if they can harvest some of the emotion for their season opener and get a win today in front of the home crowd. As for Middlebury, basically their key is to build on what they did yesterday. They did a lot of little things right. They got strong goaltending from Brian Ketchabaugh, who is not playing today. Coach Sinclair giving first-year starter Adam Wisco the start in net for Middlebury. So for Middlebury, do the little things right, get strong goaltending, and again, come to play tonight, and it certainly looks like they are ready to do that. I was around the players today during breakfast, and there's a lot of excitement around the team this year, especially after that big win last night. All right, right now we're going to take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. Starting in goal from Katona, New York, number 30, sophomore Kyle Saint-Denis. At left defense from Halifax, Nova Scotia, number 27, freshman Graham Rutledge. And on right defense from Duxbury, Massachusetts, number 4, sophomore Colin Vanderveen. The forwards at left wing from Walpole, Massachusetts, number 10, junior Ronnie Leston. At right wing from Franklin, Massachusetts, number 7, senior Cody Tedesco. And at center from Waxhaw, North Carolina, number 22, Bradley Ingersoll. Bowdoin College is coached by Jamie Dumont and assisted by Eric Graham. And now the starting lineup for the Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in goal from Peterborough, Ontario, his first collegiate start, number 1, freshman Adam Wisco. At left defense from Medway, Massachusetts, number 2, junior Brendan Dawson. At right defense from Barrington, Rhode Island, number 10, freshman Connor Breen. The forwards at left wing from Oakville, Ontario, number 38, senior Camille Kachuk, one of the captains of the Panthers. At right wing from Fountain Hills, Arizona, number 34, sophomore Alex Heinrichs. And at center from Pembroke, Massachusetts, number 25, sophomore Michael Fahey. The Middlebury College Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair in his fourth season, assisted by Nick Bigaman. The starting lineups for both the Bowdoin College Polar Bears and the Middlebury College Panthers. We're going to take a break right here as they get ready to play both the Canadian and American national anthems. When we get back, though, this afternoon's action, the game between the Bowdoin College Polar Bears and the Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffaloves, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
With the holidays just around the corner, ditch the stress and get your shopping done early. Maple Landmark in Middlebury has something for everyone, from newborns to 90-year-olds. Stop by the factory showroom to browse a wide selection of wooden products, including cutting boards, rattles, puzzles, and, of course, our famous name train letter cars, located on Exchange Street, just off Route 7. More information at www.maplelandmark.com. Maple Landmark, Addison County's source for high-quality wooden toys, games, and gifts.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the City J. Watson Arena here in Brunswick, Maine, on the campus of Bowdoin College. We're just about ready to go. Bruce Zeman with you. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury. On 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network, just about ready for the puck drop. The Middlebury College Panthers in their road blues with white numbers getting ready to skate from left to right. The Polar Bears in their home whites skating from right to left. Bradley Ingersoll getting ready to take the faceoff against Fahey for Middlebury, and it is won by Ingersoll. Sent back to Rutledge. Tedesco has it in the Bowdoin zone, sends it around the boards to Vanderveen. Vanderveen up the boards to Leston, who dumps it in into the right corner. Ingersoll racing. And we have a penalty, a roughing call, against number 38 of the Panthers, Camille Tkachuk. 2-minute minor for roughing, the penalty coming at 19:42. Or 18 seconds, rather, of the first period. The Bowdoin Polar Bears going on the first power play of the game. Faceoff won by Leston in the corner. Over to Rutledge. The Panthers, Spencer Cage taking it, losing it, though, behind the net. It is Pat Geary centering it to the point. A shot from the point. From the top of the circles by Ingersoll, goes wide. In the right corner now, it is taken by Rutledge, who sends it back to the point, around to Ingersoll, back to Rutledge. A give and go, looking for Tedesco in the left corner. And it is sent around the boards by Pastor for the Panthers. Bouncing around the blue line, and it comes out into neutral ice. Cole Jocelyn, who had two assists last night, taking the puck in center ice. He loses the puck to Ingersoll, who sends it in. Albert Waschko for the Polar Bears around the boards at the point. Nice play by Keenan Murray to keep it in. Back behind Wisco. Centered shot off the left pad of Wisco. Sam Topham for the Polar Bears getting a shot off. That Wisco kicked out with his left pad, sending it into the netting. 18:36 left to go, first period. Bowden and Middlebury scoreless from the Watson Arena. Two shots on goal for the Polar Bears, none for the Panthers. The face-off to the left of Wisco. Brad Potter taking it for Bowden. Against Michael Fahey, won by Fahey, back to Dawson, who sends it off the boards. A nice play by Topham to keep it in at the left point. Fahey checking him. It goes back behind Wisco, around the boards. Sent by Breen and out into neutral ice. Austin Ricci for the Polar Bears bringing it in. Sends it over to Geary. A shot. Wisco with a save, and he'll hold on. 18:15 left to play first period. Scoreless between Bowden and Middlebury. 34 seconds left on the roughing minor to Kamil Tkachuk. That penalty coming at 1:11 of the first period. Danny Tai taking the face off in the right circle. He wins it and goes right back on Wisco, who will drop and hold on. 18:12 left to play first period, still scoreless. This power play, the first by Bowden in this game. They were 0-4 in their game, in their loss yesterday, rather, to Williams, and they'd like to improve on that today. Tai taking the faceoff again. He wins it. It goes into the right corner along the boards. Pastor up along the boards and out. Racing back is Topham, skating in front of Saint-Denis. Behind Saint-Denis right now, waiting to get the play set up. As we're down to 13 seconds left on the penalty. And Geary skates along the right side, brings it in. Broken up by Cage. 5 seconds left in the penalty, although Bowden brings it back in. Ricci sends it across. He's looking for Geary. A shot saved by Wisco. And he'll hold on. And that'll do it. The penalty to Tkachuk is over. Middlebury dodging a bullet there. 17:41 left to play first period, scoreless. 6 shots on goal for Bowden, none for Middlebury. Potter taking the faceoff for Bowden against Tyler Capello for the Panthers. This is in the left circle. And we have a whistle, and we'll do that again. Capello again taking it for Middlebury. This time, though, it's going to be Jack Bliss, who had the goal last night for Bowden. He'll be taking the faceoff for the Polar Bears. And the puck is dropped and won by Capello into the left corner. Dawson walling one of the Polar Bears. It comes out and around. Michael Brown behind Wisco. He loses it to Breen, who sends it out. Dumped back in. Michael Brown in the right circle. He loses it to Dawson, who tries to send it along the boards. Ryan Heath for Bowden, sending it along the wall. Gets it back to the point. To Cambarubi, a shot. That one is blocked. It goes into the left corner, and it is sent out by Brendan Dawson, who will ice that. 17:04 left to play first period. Scoreless between Middlebury and Bowden. 6 shots on goal for the Polar Bears, none for Middlebury. The only real statistic of note so far this period, a roughing minor to Kamil Tkachuk at 1:41 of the first period that the Panthers were able to kill off. But that's it. The faceoff in the left circle taken by Ingersoll. It bounces out, but then the Polar Bears bring it in. A shot by Tedesco right to the midsection of Wisco, and he will hold on. Early in this game, Adam Wisco facing a lot of rubber and doing a great job keeping Bowden off the board. Bowden has come out with some fire today. 7 shots on goal to none for the Panthers. This time the faceoff to Wisco's right. And Owen Powers kicked out of the faceoff circle. Emac Bentley in for the Panthers. He loses the faceoff. It comes back to the point. A shot by Rutledge is wide. The puck in the right circle now. Taken by Ingersoll. He's in the right corner, leaves it for Tedesco. Back to the point for Vanderveen. A shot that goes wide to the right of Wisco. Now around the boards into the left corner. It's taken by Rutledge. Sent a shot. It's sent from Leston in front of the net. In front of Wisco's cage. A bunch of players coming together there. Went off a skate. Wisco will hold on. 16:30 left to play first period. Scoreless between the Panthers and Polar Bears. This face-off to the left of Wisco. Pair of 25s taking the face-off. Fahey for Middlebury. Wallace for Bowden. One by Wallace. Back to the point. He dumps it in deep. Jimmy Duffy with the puck now. Looking for one of his teammates. He misses. And here come the Panthers. Fahey across the blue line into the Bowden defensive zone. Here come the Polar Bears. Sam Topham racing into the Middlebury zone. He shoots off the back foot into Wisco's midsection. And Wisco will hold on. The Polar Bears, at least initially in this game, using their speed to get up the ice quickly. And on that play, Topham, the junior from Marshfield, Massachusetts, doing a nice job getting in the zone quickly and getting the shot off. Danny Tai taking the faceoff from Middlebury and winning it back to Brendan Dawson, who's out there with Connor Breen. And the Panthers send it up and out. Sandinie has to come, and he takes it, and he leaves it for Zach Shapiro. The Panthers, who picks that up, now along the boards to Breen at the point. He loses it to Albert Waschko for the Polar Bears, who loses it to Danny Tai. Here comes Bowden again, number 21, Kyle Jatz. Bringing in a shot. Wisco save. He shoots, and he follows up on the rebound. It is Christian Capello putting it home. And the Polar Bears on shot 11 are on the board. Kyle Jatz, the right wing for the Polar Bears, bringing it into the zone. Sending it over to Christian Capello, who bangs it home. 4:23 into the first period. Bowden's on the board. 1-0. The face-off at center ice. Capello against Potter. Won by Potter. But the Panthers take the puck back. Brett Dineen with it for Middlebury. Sending it to Charlie Parsons, who had a strong game yesterday. Dumps it into the zone. Tyler Capello along the right boards. Capello still with it. Getting it over to Jocelyn, who sends it around the boards, but it's picked up by Cambarubi. And the puck now bouncing around neutral ice, dumped into the Middlebury zone and sent out. Comes all the way down. Mitch Allen with a big hit in the corner against number 27, Graham Rutledge. Sent around the boards and out into neutral ice. Picked up by Owen Powers. Sent it over to Pastor. Pastor back to Spencer Cage. Cage over the blue line, now over the red line, dumping it in. Powers sending it into the right corner. Powers coming together with Vanderveen. It's picked up by Allen behind Sandinis. He centers it in front. Nice play by the defense. Bradley Ingersoll, the center, coming back to take away the passing lane and block that off. Emac Bentley in the left corner holding the puck there. As we tick down to 13:55 left to play in the first period. Middlebury down by one, still looking for their first shot on goal. And we'll get a whistle with the faceoff coming to the left of the sophomore goaltender for the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, Kyle Sandinie, who has faced no shots so far in this game. And for Middlebury to get back into this game, they're going to have to change that. Mitch Allen taking the faceoff now for Middlebury. That is switched. It's now Michael Fahey in there. Fahey to Heinrichs. Dawson over to Breen. Breen dumps it over the red line and sends it in. The line of Tkachuk, Fahey, and Heinrichs out there now for Middlebury. 13:42 left to play in the first period. 1-0 Bowden. The goal scored by the Polar Bears. Jack Capello, the assistant number 21, Kyle Jadats. Still waiting for the official time here. This faceoff now is going to take place in the left circle behind Adam Wisko. It's going to be Powers against Potter, won by Powers. And the puck bounces around the Middlebury zone, and the Panthers able to get it out. Heinrichs to Tkachuk, who dumps it in, racing into the left circle. Ryan Heath for Bowden is there. Heinrichs with it again. He leaves it for Jimmy McKee, who skates behind Saint-Denis. And it's picked up by the Polar Bears' Chris Wallace, who sends it across to Pat Geary with a drive that goes around the net, and it will come out. Alex Lee seeing some ice time now for the Panthers, his first action of the season. The puck behind the Panthers' goaltender Wisko, it comes out. And Lee with it along the boards with Zach Shapiro. The line of Lee, Danny Tye, and Zach Shapiro out there now for the Panthers. With Brett Pastor and Adam Lee back. Dumped into the Middlebury zone. Cage has it for the Panthers in the right corner. Comes along the boards to the top of the circle. Brad Potter sends it back in, and it's cleared out by the Middlebury defense. Danny Tye knocking it out of the zone, and it comes all the way back. Ingersoll back as he looks to move it up the ice. Sends it up to Potter. Skates in, scoots into the Middlebury zone. Picked up again by Danny Tye, who gets it out to Cole Jocelyn. Jocelyn sends it in. It's picked up by Graham Rutledge for the Polar Bears. Jocelyn goes down. No call. Rutledge now behind Saint-Denis for the Polar Bears. 11:45 left to play first period. 1-0 Bowden. Ingersoll along the right boards. He still has it. He dumps it in. And it goes around Brendan Dawson in the left corner for Middlebury, taking it, trying to send it up. He does. He gets it up and out. And it's sent back by Ingersoll, who dumps it in. Dawson now switching sides along the right boards, able to get it out to Jocelyn. Jocelyn has got Charlie Parsons with him. And Parsons dumps it in as the Panthers change. Ryan Heath for the Polar Bears dumps it up to number 21. Kyle Jadats, who had the primary assist on that first goal for the Polar Bears. It's taken by Brett Dineen, who dumps it up and out. Sam Topham for the Polar Bears brings it in. A shot that Wisko blocker saves. Owen Powers with the puck now for Middlebury. It's picked up by Heath, but he has to wait for his teammates to get out of the Middlebury defensive zone. And the Panthers get it out. Powers dumping it into the Bowden zone. Powers picks it up behind Saint-Denis, racing around the left corner. He's got Dineen and McKee at the point. Shot saved by Saint-Denis. And some extracurriculars after the whistle. Chris Wallace coming together with one of the Panthers. Looks like that might be Mitch Allen. But really, for Saint-Denis, the first real action he's had to have in this game. Making a big save there with a lot of traffic in front. 10:39 left to play first period. Bowden leading 1-0 on a goal by Christian Capello. 12 shots on goal for Bowden, only one for Middlebury. But the Panthers are only down one. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff of the Panthers against Bradley Ingersoll. This faceoff to the left of the Bowden netminder. We have a little delay here as the officials are having a discussion. And we have a pair of matching minors here. To Bowden, number 25, Chris Wallace, and number 26, Mitch Allen, who is just about to take the faceoff, is now in the penalty box. So the teams will skate 4-on-4, so some extra room out there. So it's now going to be Michael Fahey, taking the faceoff against Ronnie Leston. Won by Leston, and it bounces around in the Bowden defensive zone. It is picked up by Rutledge, who sends it to the left side off the board. Jimmy McKee there, driving it back in, and Rutledge has to go back to get it. Rutledge behind his netminder, he skates through the right circle, and here come the Polar Bears. The Polar Bears bring in Leston, trying to send it in. And the Miners to Wallace, and the penalties to Wallace and Allen 2 minutes each for roughing. So those penalties coming at 10:39 of the first period. Faceoff is going to be to the right of Panther goaltender Adam Wisko, who's been busy this period. Owen Powers is going to be taking the faceoff against Michael Brown. Brown chased from the faceoff circle, and now number 20, Adam Ricci, comes in. The officials discussing it with the players, telling them to get outside the faceoff circle. Powers wins the faceoff back to Brendan Dawson. Dawson with a dipsy doodle, still in the right corner. He's got his partner Connor Breen there. Breen sends it out, sends it over to Bentley. Emac Bentley with some speed, a shot wide, goes past Saint-Denis, and it comes out. Brought back in by Dawson, top of the right circle. Dumped in. Ryan Heath back for the Polar Bears. Powers for the Panthers back to the point. Cage there over to Dawson along the board. Just still bouncing around. Nice play by Dawson to keep it in. Bentley trying to stay on his skates there in the right corner. And the Polar Bears are able to get it over to Ricci, who sends it up and out. And here comes Michael Brown. A shot saved by Wisko. Rebound picked up by Ricci. It's loose in front. Another save by Wisko. Cage with the puck for Middlebury. Along the boards, Michael Brown up high with a check. And Bowden will get a partial change here as we head down to 8:49 in the first period. Bowden with a 1-0 lead. Cage with the puck for Middlebury. He skates in over the blue line. He's got Charlie Parsons with him. A shot on net saved by Saint-Denis. Cage in the left corner now. He drops it to Charlie Parsons. And number 26 for the Polar Bears, Keenan Murray, bringing in. He drops it back to the point. Over to Murray. Murray's not able to hold it in. He sends it back in, but they are offside, so they have to get back. Jack Bliss forechecking for the Polar Bears, and he's able to get it out. Here comes Cole Jocelyn in the right circle. A shot saved by Saint-Denis. And kicked out. It's taken by number 22, Ingersoll, along the boards right in front of the Bowden bench. And the Panthers bringing it back in. Back to the point, Ryan Ash. Over to Jimmy McKee. Shot saved, Saint-Denis. Another one by McKee, doing a nice job to center it. And we have a breakaway here. Here comes Adam Waschko. In, stops, save. Saved by Wisko, and it comes back the other way, and that is an icing. Waschko had a step on the Middlebury defender, and he just kind of lost it as he got in on the Panthers goaltender, Adam Wisko. Didn't really get a great shot off, but still, Wisko did a nice job preventing any damage there as the Panthers are being outshot 17-4 in this period. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko, and the Polar Bears' Chris Wallace chased from the faceoff circle. It's going to be Powers taking it against Waschko. Back to the point. A shot by Topham, saved by Wisko, and he'll hold on. 7:32 left to play in the first period. Middlebury being outshot 18-4. The Panthers' first-year goaltender, Adam Wisko, with a lot of action this period. He's playing well. Wallace taking the faceoff for the Polar Bears against Michael Fahey. And it's won by Wallace, sent back into the Middlebury zone. Wallace on the right point now, dumping it back in. Wallace with it again at the point, sent back in to the right corner. Breen coming up against Kyle Jaddits. And it's being held along the boards. Dawson with it for Middlebury, looking to his partner Breen. He's not able to get it there as number 17, Waschko, for Bowden, steps in the way there. It's in the left corner now. Breen off the boards and out. Camille Tkachuk for Middlebury with the puck along the boards. There's a pass to Waschko again. Wallace dumps it back into the zone, and Wisko will have to come out and play it. Picked up by Breen. Up to Mitch Allen. Allen in the right circle, dumps it to the point. Leaves it for Bentley. Broken up by the Polar Bears, and here they come. Number 23, Brad Potter, brings in, and a shot saved by Wisko. Nice job by the Polar Bears, number 32, Cam Berube, to keep it in, but here comes Middlebury. Owen Powers at the right circle. He's got Allen with him. A shot saved by Saint-Denis. And here come the Polar Bears. A pass up to Tedesco. He is offside, so he's got to go back. Long pass up to Mitch Allen, taken by Powers. Back to Cage. Over to Bentley, who dumps it in, and the Panthers will change. Keenan Murray with the puck now in the Bowden defensive zone. Over to Leston, who sends it up to Tedesco on the right side. Over to Ingersoll. It's in the right corner now. Tedesco coming together with Jocelyn. Tedesco with Leston. And it's to the right of the Panthers netminder. It's loose in front. Shot save. Wisco. Mitch Allen doing a nice job getting it out. Jocelyn with him. It's Ingersoll again. The right point of shot. Save. Wisco again. And Rutledge along the left boards, leaving it for Geary. Broken up by the Middlebury defense. And they get it out. They're finally able to get it out as we come down to 5:15 left to play in the first period. Jocelyn with it for Middlebury over the blue line. He's got Capello with him in the right corner. Sent around the boards by Vanderveen and off the boards. Driven back in by Charlie Parsons as the Panthers have a partial change here. Vanderveen behind Saint-Denis. Alex Lee with Parsons. Parsons back to Lee in the right circle. He's got Breen at the point, who does a nice job keeping it in. Lee with the puck, sending it back in. Now Danny Tye in the left corner. He's looking for some help. He sends it around. It's played by Geary. Geary still has it behind his goaltender, Saint-Denis. Off the boards, Lee sends it off the boards. It's picked up by Dawson, who's got some room to skate, and he dumps it in as the Panthers will make a defensive change. 4:15 left to play first period. 1-0 Bowden. Christian Capello, the lone tally in this first period. Bowden out shooting Middlebury 21-6, and only the strong play of Adam Wisco keeping Bowden from having more. Right now, Ryan Heath setting up behind Saint-Denis, leaving it for Ingersoll, and here come the Polar Bears. Heath along the boards, dumping it in. It's Owen Powers in the right corner now for Middlebury. Powers still with the puck. It's taken by Ricci for the Polar Bears in the corner. Squirts out Cage, being walled by Heath. So we're down to 3:35 left to play in the first period. The puck is out along the right boards. Ingersoll, not able to keep it in. It squirts out. It's brought back by Ricci, back in his defensive zone. He sends it over to Michael Brown. Brown has got Cam Berube with him. A shot, and they score! A nice play there by Michael Brown, skating up the right side, getting it over to Cam Berube. And it's 2-0 Polar Bears on shot number 22. Not much Wisco is going to be able to do with that one. Bowden bringing all sorts of pressure this period, out shooting the Panthers 22-6. And on their 22nd shot, they make it 2-0. Michael Fahey taking the face-off against Brad Potter, won by Potter. Back to Berube and Keenan Murray. Sent it to the Middlebury zone. Michael Fahey racing with the puck around. He sends it over to Tkachuk, who's got a semi-breakaway. Tkachuk, shot saved by Saint-Denis. Back in front. Back to the point. The Panthers with some pressure now. Brett Pastor sending it in. Centers it in front. Shot, score! Middlebury getting back on the board. Some sloppy play in front there, and I believe that was Brett Pastor. We have to wait and see. But Middlebury cuts the lead in half. Saint-Denis made the first stop. But Middlebury getting on the board. It's an even strength goal. And that goal will be coming at 17-11. We'll have to wait and see what the official call on that one is. Now the officials are having a discussion here. I'm not exactly sure what that could be about. However, the important thing is Middlebury cutting that lead in half, being outshot 22-8 in this period, and Bowden bringing all sorts of pressure. on the Panthers. But on that play, St. Denis made the initial stop. And then one of the Panthers banged home the rebound. And there is now a polar bear in the penalty box. Number 32, Camber Ruby. We'll see what that's for. But a big goal as Middlebury gets back to within one. The faceoff, it's going to be Powers taking that against Kyle Jaddits. Dumped back deep into the Middlebury zone, taken by Spencer Cage. And here come the Panthers. Mitch Allen bringing it in. Owen Powers with a drive, saves St. Denis. And he will hold on. A shot from just above the right circle. And there's some pushing and shoving as St. Denis made that save, and the butterfly went down to get a nice shot by Powers, who's in the faceoff circle, getting ready to take the faceoff with 2:31 left to play in the first period. Bowden leading 2-1. And it's going to be Chris Wallace taking the faceoff for the Polar Bears against Powers. This faceoff to the right of St. Denis, who is chased out of the faceoff circle, replaced by Kyle Jaddits. One by Powers. Back to the point. Cage sends it in. He's got Powers behind the net. So Wallace in the left corner skies it off the boards, and it is out. Taken by Spencer Cage and neutral ice along the boards. Cage has it again. He sends it in, and Leston sends it around the boards. Back to Allen at the point. A shot saved by St. Denis. Centered in front. Powers. Shot save. In the left corner now. Sent off the boards by Bentley. Up and out. And Wisco out to leave it for Cage. Who's got Michael Fahey, Brendan Dawson, Cole Jocelyn with him, along with Camille Kachuk, who is on the other blue line. Looking for that long pass, and here come the Panthers. It comes into the Bowden defensive zone, and they'll send it back in. 30 seconds left in the penalty to number 32, Camber Ruby. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the first period. Bowden leading 2-1. And the puck down in the left corner. Nice job by Pat Geary for the Polar Bears of wasting time along the boards, killing off that penalty. We're down to just about a minute left in the first period, and Bowden up by a goal. Out shooting Middlebury in this first period, 22-10. And the Panthers are able to get it out, but a Michael Fahey tried to get the puck up the ice, and he was almost stripped of the puck in front of Wisco, and he will hold on. Wisco has seen enough of that. And they are now saying that it looks like there's another penalty on this play. A roughing minor to number 11, Pat Geary. So the Panthers will have a two-man advantage for 3 seconds. So 51.9 seconds left to play first period. Bowden up 2-1. And Bowden in a little bit of trouble here as both Camber Ruby and number 11, Pat Geary, in the penalty box. 3 seconds left on the minor to Berube. And a full 2 minutes left on Geary's minor, which was just assessed. And this faceoff is going to be to the left of St. Denis, with Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury and Jaddits for Bowden. It's won by Jaddits. It's back and out. Nice job by the Bowden defense to send it back down. It comes all the way back down to Wisco, who leaves it for Cage, who gets set up behind his netminder. 40 seconds left to play in the first period. Middlebury trailing 2-1. Up the ice is Owen Powers. He's got some speed across the red line and sends it into the stand. So a souvenir for a happy fan. As we're down to 32.7 seconds left in the first period. Powers came across the red line and he was trying to send it off the boards to Emac Bentley. And it went into the crowd. So they'll do it at center ice. Powers taking the faceoff against Jaddits. It's won by Jaddits, who's got it and sends it in. More time coming off the clock. And the Panthers behind the net trying to set it up here and get something going. The first penalty, Berube, is over. And the Panthers now and the team skating 5-on-4. The puck off the boards. Powers in the corner with Allen. Back to Cage at the point. Over to Bentley, who's playing the left point. Back to Powers. Back to Cage at the top of the circles. Wrist shot. Shot saved by St. Denis. And it comes out. And that's going to do it. At the end of 20 minutes of play, an exciting first period. Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading the Middlebury College Panthers 2-1. When we come back, we'll talk about the first period action. Also take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Wow, it's hard to believe that winter's almost here.
I know. The kids outgrew their ski and snowboard equipment. It's going to cost a fortune to get them new gear.
New gear? Why would you buy new gear when kids grow so fast and technology constantly changing? Try leasing.
Leasing?
Yeah, the kids never outgrow equipment, and we never have to worry about skiing on old, outdated equipment.
Where do you do that?
The Middlebury Snowbowl. Their ski shop specializes in it. Plus, they have clothing and equipment tuning. I think I paid more for back-to-school shopping. They take care of everything. The equipment is all clearly marked, so nothing is mixed up. They do free binding inspections, and if you need a tune-up, it's 50% less because you're leasing. And if you love it and want to keep it, you can buy it.
The Middlebury Snow Bowl Ski Shop, Route 125 in Hancock. Ski and snowboard equipment, clothing, rentals, plus great deals on tuning and, of course, season leasing. Now open 7 days a week. Go online to MiddleburySnowBowl.com or call 443-7603. That's 443-7603.
This is Maureen Conrad, Director of Development with Addison County Home Health and Hospice. For over 50 years, we've been helping Addison County residents by providing high-quality, comprehensive community home health and hospice care, regardless of ability to pay. At Addison County Home Health and Hospice, we're committed to delivering caring, competent, and compassionate care that's also cutting edge. Our goal is to keep people out of the hospital or nursing home and at home with their families, even when they are confronted with a condition that requires specialized care. We have just implemented a state-of-the-art electronic medical record system which delivers real-time information to caregivers. We also offer high-tech nursing, assistance with ventilators, IV drug therapy, management of medical equipment, and challenging wound care. Addison County Home Health and Hospice provides the highest quality levels of care and high-tech nursing right here in Addison County. To learn more about Addison County Home Health and Hospice and our services, please call us at 802-388-7259 or visit ACHHH.org. Addison County Home Health and Hospice, proudly serving the community in all life stages since 1968.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, if you like offense and you like goals and you like lots of saves, you'll like the results of the first period. After 20 minutes of play, the Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading the Middlebury Panthers 2-1. An exciting first period, a big first period by the Panthers' first-year netminder, Adam Wisko, who has stopped 22 of 24 shots he has faced. And that's not for the whole game. That's just for the first period. The Panthers being outshot by 16, again, 24-8. And in that first period, Wisko playing a strong game, keeping Bowdoin's goal tally just at 2. And again, we'll recap the scoring here. As the team skated scoreless for about the first 4 minutes, but then at 4:33 of the first period, the Polar Bears' Christian Capello put the Polar Bears on the board, made it 1-0 at 4:33. Here comes Bowden again, number 21, Kyle Jatz, bringing in a shot. Wisco save. He shoots, and he follows up on the rebound. It is Christian Capello putting it home. And the Polar Bears on shot 11 are on the board. Keenan Murray picking up the assist there. It was originally credited to Kyle Jatz. That has been changed. It's Keenan Murray with the helper there. Only one assist on that goal, so it'll read Christian Capello from number 26, Keenan Murray. That goal, an even strength goal, coming at 4:33 of the first period to make it 1-0 Bowden. And as mentioned, the Polar Bears with a ton of pressure. And then at 16:23 of the first period, Austin Ricci made it 2-0 Bowden. It's brought back by Ricci, back in his defensive zone. He sends it over to Michael Brown. Brown has got Cambarubi with him. A shot, and they score! A nice play there by Michael Brown, skating up the right side, getting it over to Cambarubi. And it's 2-0 Polar Bears on shot number 22. Not much Wisco is going to be able to do with that one. And again, on that play, Barubi getting it over, or getting it from Michael Brown, rather, who passed it in front. Ricci deflecting it in through the pads of Adam Wisco, making it 2-0 Bowden. That goal coming at 16:23 of the first period, making it 2-0. But then, only about 48 seconds later, the Panthers finally get on the board. Brett Pastor with his first goal of the season, set up by Jimmy McKee. He sends it over to Tkachuk, who's got a semi-breakaway. Tkachuk, shot saved by Saint-Denis. Back in front. Back to the point. The Panthers with some pressure now. Brett Pastor sending it in. Centers in front. Shot, score! Middlebury getting back on the board. And again, Jimmy McKee doing a give-and-go with Brett Pastor, who is credited with the goal. We'll see if that changes, because I certainly thought that McKee might have had that one. But anyway, right now it is credited to Brett Pastor, and if that stands, that will be his first collegiate point as a Middlebury College Panther. But again, Pastor from Jimmy McKee, the goal at 17:11 of the first period, making it 2-1, and that is where we stand right now, after 20 minutes of play. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, the NHL scoreboard, and talk a little bit about the second period. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest mattresses. Hubbard's and Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, Quick service and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brett and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here in Brunswick, Maine. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman with you. We're after 20 minutes of play. The Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading the Middlebury College Panthers 2-1. For the Polar Bears, Christian Capello getting on the board at 4:33 of the first period, assisted by number 26, Keenan Murray. The second goal, Austin Ricci. The assist to number 14, Michael Brown, and number 32, Cam Berube. That goal at 16:23 of the first period. And then Middlebury getting on the board at 17:11 of the first period. Brett Pastor with his first of the season, also his first collegiate point, assisted by Jimmy McKee. The goal at 17:11, making it 2-1 Bowdoin at the end of one. Shots on goal that period, 24-8 in favor of the Bowdoin Polar Bears. Middlebury 0-2 on the power play. Bowdoin 0-3 on the power play. And just to set this up for you, as we approach the beginning of the second period, about 5 minutes from now, the Panthers will come out with a fresh sheet of ice. And a minute and 9 seconds left on the minor penalty to Pat Geary. And so the Panthers will see if they're able to do anything and get this game knotted at 2. Right now, taking a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, there are a couple of games going on this afternoon. Hamilton with an out-of-conference game. They're taking on the Brockport Golden Eagles. That game is tonight at 7 o'clock. Some of the other games that are going on right now, Wesleyan and Tufts are scoreless at the start of the second period. Williams and Kobe knotted at 3 with 12:50 left in the third period. And with 11:01 left to play in the second period, Trinity leading Conn College 2-0. And so for the Panthers, considering they were outshot 24-8 in that first period, only being down one is not a terrible thing, considering how they played the last couple of minutes of that period. They really started to push back a little bit, which was one of the things that we had heard from the coaching staff. Both Coach Neil Sinclair and assistant coach Nick Bigaman had been talking about getting the Panthers to push back and facing some adversity, and they certainly have done so. First-year goaltender Adam Wisco with a very strong first period, keeping Middlebury really in this game. 24 shots in a period is a lot. And so Wisco doing a nice job in his first start as a Middlebury College Panther. Taking a look now at the Fire and Ice NHL out-of-town scoreboard. There's a whole bunch of games that are going on tonight. Only two of them right now are actually underway. The first one, the Detroit Red Wings beating the Devils 3-2 in overtime. The other game that is just ended, the Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Philadelphia Flyers in overtime, 6-5. Some of the other games that are going on today, the Buffalo Sabres at Minnesota Wild, Pittsburgh at Ottawa, Florida at the New York Rangers, Columbus at Carolina, Montreal at Vancouver, the LA Kings and Nashville Predators, the Boston Bruins taking on the Arizona Coyotes, the Edmonton Oilers and Calgary Flames in a late game out on the West Coast. That game at 10 o'clock tonight. And the last game tonight, the St. Louis Blues on the road taking on the Sharks at 10:30. Just about 2.5 minutes left until the start of the second period. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll preview the second period action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer. When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
There's always something new to discover at Village Gifts. Stop in and check out the latest toys, games, and jewelry, including Scruffalo's, Twisty Pets, Jumanji Game, and Squishmallows. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Well, welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena, Brunswick, Maine. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Bruce Zeman with you. Beautiful day for hockey here up in Maine, although it's always a beautiful day for hockey as we get ready for second period action. The Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading Middlebury 2-1, a game that they have outshot the Panthers 24-8, but the Panthers are only down 1. We're ready to go. The faceoff is going to be Michael Fahey taking it against Kyle Jaddits. It's won by Fahey back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And here come the Panthers, skated out by Jimmy McKee along the right side, the left side, excuse me, to Cole Jocelyn, who dumps it in. Wallace taking it for the Polar Bears. He sends it up and out. And all the way down. And Wisco around the boards, leaving it for Dawson. Dawson bringing it over to McKee. McKee sending it out along the boards to Fahey. And it comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Cole Jocelyn leaving it for McKee in the left corner. Sends it over to Dawson. Dawson has it back to McKee. And it comes out over to Fahey. McKee bringing it over to Tkachuk. Tkachuk centering it in front. Broken up by the Polar Bears defense. A nice play there by number 26, Keenan Murray, to break that up. Back to the point right now. A drive by McKee, blocked in front by Bradley Ingersoll, and it sends all the way down, and icing waved off as the Polar Bears got there first. It was Ryan Heath trying to center it in front. It comes back to the point, and that one hits Ryan Heath right in the midsection, and Owen Powers gets that out, sending it into the Bowdoin bench. 18:35 left to play, second period. 2-1 Bowdoin. The Polar Bears out shooting Middlebury 24-8. Adam Wisco in net for the Panthers today, his first collegiate start. Playing very well in his debut, stopping 22 of 24 shots. This faceoff to the left of Wisco. It's going to be Wallace against Powers. Won by Wallace. Back to the point of shot. Wisco with a save, and he'll hold on. Shot number 25 for the Polar Bears, who have done a nice job getting shots on goal today, but only two have gotten past Wisco, who's played well. Wallace and Powers doing it again. One by Powers this time. It goes back into the corner. Cage has it for Middlebury, around to Pastor, who's got a goal today. Up the boards. Here comes Powers, bringing it in. He's got Emac Bentley with him, so it's Mitch Allen, Powers. It comes in front and bounces right between the two Middlebury defenders. Pastor and Cage. Cage along the left boards. Almost taken away by Ricci, but it squirts all the way down into the Bowdoin zone, and that is going to be icing. Middlebury ices the puck, so it comes back down. Exactly 18 minutes left to play in the second period. 2-1 Bowdoin. This faceoff to the right of Wisco. It's going to be Pat Geary taking the faceoff. for the Polar Bears. Geary kicked out of the faceoff circle. He's going to be replaced by Brad Potter. Potter taking the faceoff against Powers. Won by Potter, back to the point, a shot wide, back behind the point. Geary with it now behind Wisco. It's in front between the circles. It comes out Potter along the right side, above the right circle, bringing it down low. Geary with the puck back to Potter, back to the point. A shot taken by number 26, Keenan Murray. That one is wide, taken in the left corner. Bowden still has it. Number 23, Potter at the left point now, a shot that goes wide. Behind the net is number 18, Jack Bliss. A shot that Wisco holds on to. And some extracurriculars after the whistle there. Geary and Brett Pastor having some words, but nothing comes of that. The faceoff to the right again of Wisco. Ingersoll kicked out of the faceoff circle. He's replaced by number 17, Albert Waschko. Capello wins that faceoff, and he takes it along the left side. He skates over the blue line. He goes right past Vanderveen. It's picked up by Ingersoll. Comes across. It's taken by number 17, Waschko, who brings it in on the left side. In the left circle, Waschko still with it. Broken up by Cole Jocelyn. And here come the Panthers. Jocelyn has got Charlie Parsons and Dawson. A shot that is up in the air. And it's in the right corner. Picked up by number 21, Jaddits. And it's sent into the Middlebury zone. And up and out. Breen sending it off the boards. It comes back into the Bowden zone. And here come the Polar Bears, who have sent it down. And icing waved off. Ryan Ash along the boards looking for Zach Shapiro. Shapiro right in front of the Colby bench. And it comes out. Neutralized right along the red line. Ash dumping it in. Christian Capello sending it in. Capello's got it again. He skates over the red line along the right side. A nice play by Ash to keep him from getting in any deeper. And Capello offsides. 16-12 left to play. Second period, 2-1 Bowden. 26 shots on goal for the Polar Bears. 8 for Middlebury. But the deficit is only 1. Chris Wallace taking the faceoff for the Polar Bears against Fahey. Won by Wallace. Dumped in. Weak pass that's taken by Cage, who leaves it for Brett Dineen. Dineen on the left circle. He sends it. He was looking for Heinrichs. That goes off the boards and goes all the way down, and that'll be an icing. So unlike the first period where we had a ton of end-to-end action, this is a little bit slower this period. Lots of icings and offsides and things slowing down a little bit, which I would think would benefit Middlebury here, since they were outshot considerably in the first period, 24-8. So far in this period, 4 minutes and 3 seconds in, only 2 shots in the period, and those 2 shots by Bowden. Tkachuk taking the faceoff against Wallace, won by Tkachuk. Along the boards, it's taken by Fahey. Fahey can't get it out, though. Tedesco with it on Wisco's cage. It's taken by Leston. Tries to center in front. Shot saved by Wisco. Wallace with a nice job getting a good shot off, but Wisco down in the butterfly took it right off the right shoulder. A big save there by Wisco. And I'll tell you what, that was a nice play by Wallace getting that set up. Bowden bringing the pressure there. This faceoff, Cody Tedesco taking it for Bowden. He wins a faceoff against Powers. Back to the point. A shot by number 26, Keenan Murphy. Sends it around. Bowden still with it. Leston has it back to the corner. Sends it up to the point for Berube. It's taken out by Allen. Allen is along the boards with Potter. And Powers sending it in deep. Murray with the puck for Bowden. Sends it around the boards and out. Powers has to retreat for Middlebury. And we've got a whistle. And we've got a penalty here. And it looks like this one is going to go against the Panthers. Panthers' Brendan Dawson being escorted to the box by the official. So that penalty is going to come at 15:11 of the second period. or I should say 4:49 of the second period. Looks like it's going to be a roughing call. So the faceoff to the left of goaltender Wisco. For Bowden, this is their fourth power play of the game. They are 0-3. And Dawson's penalty, a minor for roughing at 4:49 of the second period. The faceoff driven in into the Middlebury defensive zone. Tedesco back to the point. It's sent over to Graham Rutledge. Rutledge over to Ingersoll, who's playing the other point. A shot by Rutledge, save by Wisco, using the big pad to kick that into the corner. Sent around to Leston. Leston with it in front. He is buried by Tkachuk in front. And he is going to... He will sit 2 minutes for that. It was a thunderous hit. I don't think he meant to hit him that hard, but still, right in front of the official is going to call that. There are penalties, though, sometimes that are good penalties. There are penalties that are not good penalties. That may have saved a goal, although it was a cross-check, and he will sit for 2 minutes for that. He might have saved a goal there because the Polar Bears Leston was ready to unload there. So now Middlebury in some trouble here as they are down two men. Tkachuk 2 minutes for cross-checking at 5:30. And Middlebury now down 5-on-3 as they're in the triangle. And the Polar Bears looking to get a two-goal lead back. A shot, score from the point. Ingersoll right above the circles. And it's 3-1 Bowden. So that goal is going to be a power play goal at 5:40 of the second period. And it is 3-1 Bowden. So that minor to Dawson will come off the board. Teams will skate 5-on-4. Now Bowden now 1-for-4 on the power play this afternoon. We'll wait to see. I believe that's going to be credited to Bradley Ingersoll. We'll have to wait till the assists are dished out here. All right, so the faceoff for the Panthers is going to be Fahey against Wallace for Bowden. Won by Wallace, dumped into the Middlebury zone. Remember, minute 35 left on the power play. The penalty to Camille Tkachuk for cross-checking. The Polar Bears deep in the Panthers zone. Geary in the left corner now drops it off to number 21, Kyle Juditz. And the assists on that, number 27. So Graham Rutledge and Washko getting an assist on that. That goal coming at 5:40 of the second period. Just about a minute left in the penalty to Tkachuk. Middlebury doing a nice job sending it down. Breen clearing that. And Murray bringing it up. Dumping it into the Middlebury zone behind Washko. Dawson will take that and send that down. 45 seconds left in the power play. And 13:09 left to play second period. 3-1 Bowden. 35 seconds left in the penalty to Tkachuk. And here come the Polar Bears along the left side. Leston racing in the left circle. A shot that is blocked by Capello along the boards. Tedesco with it. He lets it go back to the point. It's taken by Rutledge. And a shot from the point by Rutledge is sticked into the netting by Wisco. And we'll get a stoppage of play with 12:45 left to play in the second period. Bowden out shooting Middlebury 30-8. Six shots on goal this period for Bowden, none for the Panthers. Leston taking the faceoff against Fahey, won by Fahey back. And they are able to get it out. As we're down to 10 seconds left in the minor to Tkachuk. Long pass to Tedesco, left circle. Nice play as Breen broke that up. He's played a strong game tonight. Fahey over the blue line. He's 1-on-5, and that's it. The penalty Tkachuk is over. So 12:22, we're back to even strength. A shot by Washko off the side of the cages in the corner. Taken by Fahey, and here come the Panthers. Over to Emac Bentley, who dumps it in into the right corner. Bentley has it, sending it into the left corner. Shapiro in the... Or rather, Kachuk with Fahey and Heinrichs out there right now. Panthers top line. We've got a switch as Mitch Allen now replaces Heinrichs. So the puck is in the left corner. Still being held in the corner now by Fahey, looking for Allen. Allen has it over to Fahey. Centers it back, looking for McKee at the point. It bounces out, and Middlebury will have to get things reset. As McKee sends it back in, as the Panthers get a full-scale line change there. And the Panthers juggling up their lines a little bit now. It is Owen Powers out there with Allen, who it looks like he's being double-shifted. And a shot in front, saved by St. Denis. Turnover right in front, Powers picking up the puck, and St. Denis with a big play to keep the Panthers off the board here. Michael Brown trying to bring it in on the left side. A big hit by Owen Powers. The puck going into the left corner, and Powers looking for Heinrichs. Heinrichs sends it back to Pastor, who's got the Panthers goal tonight. Behind Wisco, shot save Wisco for the Panthers. Big save there around the boards, and in the right corner, Powers looking for Allen, and they're going to say that's a little too far and that it's icing. So 10:37 left to play second period. 3-1 Bowden, who is 2-1 after 20 minutes of play. And the Polar Bears have added a power play goal at 5:40 of this period to bring back a two-goal lead. Out shooting Middlebury 29-11. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. It's going to be Brad Potter taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. It's won by Powers, and he's able to get it out into neutral ice. Dumped in, Alex Heinrichs racing with Potter. It's along the boards, and Christian Capello, one of the goal scorers tonight for Bowden, sends it in, but they are offsides. 10:17 left to play, second period. And we'll do the faceoff again. This one is going to come outside of the Middlebury defensive zone. Potter taking the faceoff against Tyler Capello. Won by Capello. Bounces back. It's taken by Breen. Breen up to Jocelyn. Along the boards. Back to Dawson, who spins around. Does a nice job of getting away from Geary. Dawson with a shot in that St. Denis has to make a save on. The Polar Bears along the left side. Brad Potter racing in, dumping it in. Picked up by Dawson behind Wisco. 9:50 left to play, second period. Bowden up by two. Dawson waiting to get it set up. He's looking for Capello. Taken away by Bowden. Taken away by Jaddits. And Jimmy Duffy seeing some action. The fourth line right wing for the Polar Bears. Send it in to the left corner. Duffy along the board. He's being walled by Parsons. Parsons and Capello over there. Now three Panthers. As time continues to tick off the clock, puck not really moving too much. Duffy still trying to get it moving, getting back to the point. He succeeds. Gets it back to Ingersoll with a drive that goes wide. Dawson with it for the Panthers. Dawson strong on his stick and looking to get it out, and he does. Sent back in. The Polar Bears are making a full-scale line change, so the Panthers will have some time to set up here. Dawson sending it off the boards, looking for Alex Lee. Lee dumping it in for Zach Shapiro. The line of Alex Lee, Danny Tye, and Zach Shapiro now bringing some life to this line of shot. That one went wide. It was a shot by McKee from the right circle. A bad angle shot, but it took kind of a funny bounce as it went through. Some of the Panthers looking for deflections. And again, the saying is 100% of the shots you don't take don't go in. And so sometimes a bad angle shot like that is trouble for a goaltender, but St. Denis with a strong game so far, although honestly he hasn't really had to do all that much. 13 shots, 12 saves. On the other side of the coin here, the Panthers' Adam Wisco, 29 shots, 26 saves. And the faceoff Powers for Middlebury against Wallace, won by Powers in the left corner. And Zach Shapiro for the Panthers trying to get it back to the point. He was looking for Dineen. Dineen now switches sides with his defense partner McKee. And the Panthers bring it in front. Shot. St. Denis with a save. It's loose in front. And they're saying that they score, and it looks like they have. It looks like they've come together, and a lot of traffic in front, and I was wondering if they were going to blow the whistle because of a lot of people in the goaltender's crease, but apparently Middlebury has put one home, and the deficit is now one. Goal coming at 12:03 of period two. A lot of traffic in front of St. Denis' net. And Middlebury banging it home to make it 3-2. Face off at center. It's going to be Tedesco against Fahey. Won by Tedesco. Sends it over to Potter. Dumps it in back to Cage, who well, the assists on that are going to be giving to 26 Mitch Allen and number 6, Jimmy McKee. I'm still waiting to hear who the goal scorer was, but the puck deep in the Middlebury zone, a shot from above the right circle by number 26, Keenan Murray, and it's gloved by Wisco, and he holds on. 7:22 left to play, second period, 3-2, Bowden. Middlebury with 7 shots on goal this period, and Bowden with 6. So the face-off again is going to be Capello against Wallace, won by Capello for Middlebury. Comes back behind Wisco. And we have a whistle on the play, and a penalty. This one looks like it's going to be against the Panthers. Tyler Capello going to the box for Middlebury. We'll see what the call is. And that's going to be a hooking minor. So Capello to the box. 12:50 of the third period. Capello, a 2-minute minor for hooking. So Bowden, which is 1-for-5 on the power play already, is going to get another opportunity. So the face-off is going to be Leston against Powers. Won by Powers. He sends it deep into the Bowden zone as Middlebury trying to kill off power play number 5 for Bowden. And so far, Bowden is having a tough time getting it in the zone. Middlebury doing a nice job preventing them from getting set up. It's in the Bowden zone. And Ingersoll with a long pass. He was looking for Washko, and they're saying that that's icing. So a break there for the Panthers. 6:40 left to play, second period, 3-2 Bowden. The Bowden Polar Bears on their 5th power play of the game. 6th power play of the game. They're 1-for-5 so far. This faceoff, Leston taking it against Ty. And it's won by Ty, but it comes out. And Washko racing in the left circle, looking to center it. A nice play by Pastor, keeping any of the Bowden forwards from getting set up there. Tedesco trying to get set up and not able to do so. Tedesco with it again at the left circle. He was looking for Ricci in the corner. Pastor breaking that up. Now in the left circle, Tedesco with it to the point. Ingersoll with a shot, saved by Wisco, and he'll hold on. 6:10 left to play, second period, 3-2 Bowden. 1 minute remaining in the hooking minor to the Panthers. Tyler Capello sitting for 2 minutes. This is the 6th power play for Bowden. They're 1-for-5 so far. Number 21, Kyle Janitz taking the faceoff. Back to the point. A shot by Topham. Saved into the corner. Pat Geary in the right corner, sending it around over to number 20, Austin Ricci. Back into the right corner. Geary again. Leaving it for Keenan Murray. It's now behind Wisco, off the boards. Sent around by Breen. And Breen off the boards. He did a nice job clearing it out. Down to 25 seconds left in the penalty to Capello. 5:30 left to play in the second period. Here come the Polar Bears. Ricci bringing it in. He leaves it for number 21, Jett. It's a shot from the point. Save. Nice shot there by Topham. And Ricci in front looking for the deflection, but Wisco with a big save. 13 seconds remaining in this power play. 5:22 to go. Second period, 3-2 Bowdoin. And the Polar Bears out shooting Middlebury 32-17, but the deficit is only one. Wallace taking the faceoff against Fahey. Won by Wallace, back behind Wisco. It's in the left corner where Ricci has it. He gets it back to the point, back to Topham. A shot saved by Wisco, and he'll hold on. Well, that'll do it for the power play for Bowdoin. Middlebury has killed off another one. So the team's back at even strength at 5:09, with 5:09 remaining in the second period. Owen Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury. He matched up against number 25, Chris Wallace. And Powers getting chased from the face-off circle. Can be replaced by Fahey, or Allen, rather. Won by Wallace into the corner. It's picked up by Capello. A shot off the skate. Capello with a backhand, and he couldn't really get a good angle on that because of the way he was positioned. Back to the point. Topham from the left circle. A shot saved by Wisco. Capello with it again. And Powers has it for Middlebury, and here they come up the boards, up the left side. Zach Shapiro racing, looking. He centers it. Sends it for Allen. Save by St. Denis. And the Bowdoin defense doing a nice job getting it out. And dumped back into the Middlebury zone. Dawson behind Wisco getting set up. He's got Breen, Shapiro, Allen. And the puck is dumped into the Bowdoin zone. And Ingersoll along the left side dumps it out, taken by Dawson, who'll send it right back in. Capello there with Jocelyn and Bentley. The defenders for Middlebury are Cage and Dawson. 3:51 left to play second period, 3-2 Bowdoin. And the faceoff will come outside the Bowdoin defensive zone. Ingersoll taking the faceoff for Bowdoin against Capello. Won by Capello and dumped back into the Bowdoin zone. Off the boards. Ingersoll with it off the boards. He was trying to keep it in, or Ash was trying to keep it in, but it bounces back into the deep into the defensive zone. Off the boards. Cage loses his stick, and the shot comes in on Wisco, who does a nice job poke-checking that into the right corner. And Jocelyn able to get it out. A nice play there by the Panthers. Here comes Ash with a shot that is blocked by Potter. Into the right corner. Vanderveen sends it around the boards, looking for Brown. He comes back out. It's taken by Cage. And the Panthers, I think, are going to get hit with a too many men penalty here. Yep. The Panthers are going to be assessed a minor here for too many men. The puck hit one of the Panthers coming off the bench. So it's going to be a too many men penalty assessed to the Panthers, a bench minor. It'll be served by Cole Jocelyn. So again, Bowdoin 1-for-6 on the power play today. And given an opportunity with 3:04 left to get a two-goal lead back. The face-off to the right of Wisco. It's going to be Fahey taking that against Washko. Won by Fahey, and he sends it all the way down. Puck now in the left corner, taken behind St. Denis. And number 10, Leston. Leston for the Polar Bears, dumping it in. He's behind Wisco, but nobody's on the left point. They send it around. Number 22, Ingersoll with a shot off the boards. And here come the Panthers at 2-on-1. Bentley has got Charlie Parsons with it. And Rutledge with a nice job of getting his stick in the way of the passing lane. A pass all the way up quickly by Tedesco. He drops it. A shot. That was by Washko. That one was wide. Some end-to-end action here as the Panthers actually with a little offensive bent on this penalty kill here. The long pass, that'll go all the way down, and St. Denis will leave that for Topham, who will take it behind his cage and try to get something set up here. Topham up to Jaddits, who brings it in, back, leaves it at the point for Geary. Geary drives it around. Jaddits with it again. Over to Ricci. Ricci back to the point. Topham shot off the side of the cage. 1:35 left to play second period. 30 seconds left in the penalty. Across. There's a cross-ice pass there from Jaddits to Ricci that went a little bit wide. Jaddits with it again. Back to Topham between the circles. Shot blocked. Saved by Wisco. And partially cleared by the Panthers. Another shot. That one went wide. And it comes in front, and that one was a series of saves by Wisco, who is playing a heck of a game tonight. So that'll come all the way down, and that'll do it for penalty number 6. 1 minute left to play in the second period. 3-2 Bowdoin. 37 shots for the Polar Bears, 18 for the Panthers. And the Panthers have iced the puck. And so Ryan Heath will go down to pick that up and hand out to the official. It'll come way back down. And for a goaltender who is making his first collegiate start, making 37 stops through, or 34 stops rather, through two periods of play, that's not too bad. Tedesco taking the faceoff for Bowdoin. He's kicked off from the faceoff circle. Leston in to take it against Ty. Won by Ty back to Dawson. Dawson has it behind the net. He skates up the left side. He dumps it in. He's got Jocelyn with him. Dawson and Breen at the points for Middlebury. Dawson with it again. Looking for Breen. Breen with a wrist shot. Goes off a skate. That hit Jocelyn in the skates. Middlebury still with it. Doing a nice job cycling here. Heinrichs in the left corner behind the net. Jocelyn with it. Jocelyn looking for Dawson, who's between the circles. A wrist shot shot. That hit one of the Bowdoin players. That hit Heath in front. And here they come. Tedesco has got Wallace with him. Wallace. And it's broken up by the Middlebury defense as we're down to 5 seconds left. Ty racing up the ice. He brings in a shot that's blockered into the corner by Kyle St. Denis. And that's going to do it for two periods of play. An exciting second period. And after 40 minutes of play, the Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading the Middlebury College Panthers 3-2. When we come back, we will recap the second period. Also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, both the NESCAC and the NHL. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
With the holidays just around the corner, ditch the stress and get your shopping done early. Maple Landmark in Middlebury has something for everyone, from newborns to 90-year-olds. Stop by the factory showroom to browse a wide selection of wooden products, including cutting boards, rattles, puzzles, and, of course, our famous name train letter cars, located on Exchange Street, just off Route 7. More information at www.maplelandmark.com. Maple Landmark, Addison County's source for high-quality wooden toys, games, and gifts.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet, Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Well, an exciting 40 minutes of hockey in the books. Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena, Brunswick, Maine, one of my favorite places to do a game from. Bruce Zeman with you on this Saturday afternoon. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury, I guess you could say, or in Maine for Middlebury. You're listening to 92.1 WVTK. Panther hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. After 40 minutes, the Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading the Middlebury College Panthers 3-2. Shots on goal in that period for Bowdoin, 14, a two-period total of 38. And for the Panthers, who had much more energy and excitement that period, or energy going that period, 11 shots that period for a two-period total of 19. Big story in that period, though, unfortunately for the Panthers, they're trailing 3-2, but they're lucky because they took four penalties in that period. In the game so far, Middlebury 0-for-3 on the power play. And for Bowdoin, they are 1-for-6 on the power play. So you do not want to give a team like Bowdoin an opportunity to keep going up with a man advantage or a two-man advantage in some cases and get an additional lead on you in a game like this. But again, 2-1, the Polar Bears were leading after the first period. And then at 5:40 of the second period, the Polar Bears went up by 2 when Bradley Ingersoll put one in the net. Kachuk, 2 minutes for cross-checking at 5:30. And Middlebury now down 5-on-3 as they're in the triangle. And the Polar Bears looking to get a two-goal lead back. Shot, score from the point. Ingersoll right above the circles. And it's 3-1 Bowdoin. Yeah, that one came literally right off the face-off. Ingersoll took the face-off and he sent it back to Graham Rutledge, who sent it over to Washko, who sent it back to Ingersoll. That literally a tic-tac-toe play right off the face-off. So it'll be Ingersoll from Rutledge and Washko. It's a power play goal, 5:40 of the second period, making it 3-1 Bowdoin. But you have to give the Panthers credit. They persisted. As we talked about yesterday, the Panthers and Coach Neil Sinclair talking about playing Panther hockey, trusting the process, and following their system. And at 12:03 of the second period, freshman Zach Shapiro picked up his first of the year and cut the Polar Bears' lead to 3-2 with his defense partner McKee. And the Panthers bring it in front, shot. St. Denis with a save. It's loose in front. And they're saying that they score, and it looks like they have. It looks like they've come together, and a lot of traffic in front, and I was wondering if they were going to blow the whistle because of a lot of people in the goaltender's crease, but apparently Middlebury has put one home, and the deficit is now one. That goal, I thought there was a chance it was going to be waved off. There were so many players in the Polar Bears netminder's crease. There was literally six or seven players there. But Shapiro, got to give him credit, didn't stop banging away. Kept banging and banging, and it went in. So the goal is going to be Zach Shapiro, his first as a Panther. The assist to number 26, Mitch Allen, and number 6, Jimmy McKee, his second assist of the game. The goal coming at 12:03 of the second period, cutting the lead to 3-2. And that was a scoring as far as the scoring in the second period. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and preview the third period. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
The holidays are coming, and what better place to spend this special time of year than here in Vermont? And the perfect place is the historic Middlebury Inn. Bring that special someone or your entire family to the Middlebury Inn for Thanksgiving dinner and enjoy fresh, local food at its finest. Our chef will create a delicious meal featuring ingredients from local farms for the perfect New England Thanksgiving. On November 22nd from 12 to 4, enjoy a delicious meal featuring local turkey with all the trimmings, prime rib, salmon, roasted pork loin, and more. And make sure to try the inn's renowned strawberry soup, which is always a favorite. And at only $35.95 for adults and $18 for kids 4 to 12, you can afford to bring the whole family, no matter what the size. If you need the perfect holiday gift, how about a gift certificate? Now through December 24th, purchase $100 in gift certificates and you'll get a $20 gift certificate free. The Middlebury Inn is also the perfect venue for Christmas and holiday parties and is now accepting reservations for New Year's Eve. Enjoy the magic of the holidays at the historic Middlebury Inn on Court Square in Middlebury or at MiddleburyInn.com.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
40 minutes in the books, and just like the end of the first period, at the end of the second period, Bowdoin is up one. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on this Saturday. Bruce Zeman with you, bringing the action here from the Sidney J. Watson Arena, Brunswick, Maine. Middlebury winning their season opening game yesterday, beating the Colby College Mules 4-1. Strong game by the Panthers. And today so far, after 40 minutes, they are down by 1-3-2. The Panthers trailing 2-1 after the first 20 minutes. And then this period, the teams exchanging goals. Bradley Ingersoll scoring for the Polar Bears. And Zach Shapiro picking up his first collegiate goal for the Panthers. That goal by the Panthers, by the way, an even strength goal at 12:03 of the second period. But there are some other games that are going on today in the NESCAC. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Yeah. The first game, the Williams College Eaves are taking on the Colby College Mules, and Williams has won that game 4-3. The Trinity College Bantams are taking on the Connecticut College Camels. That game is 3-0 Trinity with 8:14 left to play in the second period. Wesleyan is taking on Tufts, and that game is 1-0 Wesleyan with 2:55 left to play in the second period. And the other game that is coming up tonight, the Hamilton College Continentals in a non-conference game taking on the Brockport Golden Eagles. That game at the Tuttle North Ice Arena in Brockport, New York. That game at 7 o'clock tonight. Time right now to take a look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. And there are a bunch of games going on tonight, a lot of them. And only two of them are final, at least right now. The Detroit Red Wings have beaten the New Jersey Devils 3-2 in overtime. And in Philadelphia, the Tampa Bay Lightning have beaten the Philadelphia Flyers on the road 6-5 in overtime. Some of the other games that are on tap tonight: Buffalo at Minnesota, Pittsburgh at Ottawa, Florida, New York Rangers, the Columbus Blue Jackets at Carolina, Montreal at Vancouver, the Kings taking on the Predators, the Bruins in Arizona at 8 o'clock, the Edmonton Oilers with a late game taking on the Calgary Flames at 10 o'clock, and then the final late game, 10:30 tonight, the St. Louis Blues taking on the San Jose Sharks. Going to take a break right here. When we come back, we will preview third period action. Right now, the Bowdoin College Polar Bears leading Middlebury 3-2 at the end of 40 minutes of play. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast, along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
40 minutes in the books, at least 20 left to play. 3-2 Bowdoin. Bruce Eamon with you, Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network between periods 2 and 3. 38 shots on goal in the game so far for the Polar Bears, 19 for the Panthers. And again, the goal scorers for the Polar Bears in the first period: Christian Capello scoring along with number 20, Austin Ricci. In the second period, Bradley Ingersoll getting on the board for the Polar Bears. And for the Panthers, in the first period, Brett Pastor scoring his first collegiate goal and point. And then in the second period, Zach Shapiro doing the same thing. We've got 20 minutes at least left as the Panthers try to get the equalizer here. Just about ready to go. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Ingersoll. Won by Powers. And it's sent into the Bowdoin zone, into the right corner. And Mitch Allen in the right corner trying to get it over to Shapiro, and he does, over to Powers, Powers in the left corner looking for Breen at the point, and he skies it. It's up in the air, and it's taken away by Leston. Leston racing one on four with a drive from the right circle, and that did not miss by much. Comes all the way back down to Topham, who sends it back up over the red line in, and it's sticked into the corner by Wisco. Dawson for Middlebury behind his net into the right corner now, looking for his partner Breen. Dawson directing traffic here as we hit 19-10 left to play third period. Up to Shapiro, but he missed it. It bounces in. Brown for the Polar Bears over to Ricci. Ricci behind Wisco, being walled off by Shapiro. Strong defensive play there. And it's skied out. Topham racing back for Bowden into the right corner behind St. Denis. Sends it over to Heath. Heath looking for Ricci. Taken by Cage. Around to Deneen. Deneen up for Fahey. A two-on-one here if Middlebury hurries up. Bentley has got Tkachuk, and there's a penalty on Bowden here. And I think they're going to say that is a hold. I believe that's a hold. So, well, Middlebury was looking for an opportunity to get the equalizer, and this looks like it might be it. It's going to be a holding call against Jimmy Duffy. A minor coming at 1:27 of the third period. Middlebury 0-for-3 on the power play so far. And this is a glorious opportunity to get back in this game. Fahey taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Jadits. Jadits tossed from the faceoff circle. Washko in for Bowden. One by Washko, and a nice job by Bowden to clear it all the way down. Wisco coming out to get it for the Panthers. He leaves it for McKee. So the power play unit we have here is Tkachuk, Fahey, Dawson, and Fahey has a shot that's sent weakly wide. And Bentley of the forwards. We've got McKee and Dawson, the blue liners. Dawson back to McKee at the right side. Back to Dawson with a drive. And that one hit Ingersoll in front into the left corner. Nice job by Dawson keeping it in. He fakes a shot. Dawson gets a defender to go down. Shoot, and he hits the crossbar. Dawson with a nice play, but it hit the iron. Dawson with it again to McKee, the top of the right circle. Over to Fahey. Shot in front. Loose. It's still loose in front. And there's players flying everywhere, and no indication that it went in, though. What a series of plays by Brendan Dawson. Last year, in the first game of the season against Colby, he had what I thought was the goal of the year, an end-to-end rush. And he just used his skills there to just go around literally everyone on the ice, and he hit the top of the crossbar. He did everything on that play but score. And other than a stoppage, nothing has come out of that. So this faceoff is going to be to the right of St. Denis. It's going to be Powers taking the faceoff against Wallace. And I will say this, the officials have not been shy about kicking players out of the faceoff circle tonight quickly. Back to the point, it is Allen at the point with Cage. And it comes out, and the Panthers have got to reset their power play here. Powers with a drop pass that's picked off by Geary. Geary between the circles, saved by Wisco. And here come the Panthers. Powers back to Cage as the Panthers look to set up. Shapiro is up high. He's got Allen and Powers. It's brought in by Shapiro. Shapiro looking for Powers. Shot, save in front, and they score! I believe that was Zach Shapiro. Power play goal for the Panthers. And the game is tied. 2:57, third period, Middlebury and Bowden now tied at 3. A power play goal, Middlebury taking their time, deliberately setting it up, bringing it up the ice, and a nice tic-tac-toe play there, and the game is tied. So the face-off at center ice now, Fahey and Potter, won by Potter. So it's going to be Shapiro from Owen Powers and Spencer Cage. The goal at 2:57 of the third period. It's a power play goal. The faceoff won by the Polar Bears deep into the Middlebury zone. Back to Berube at the point. Shot blocked by Bentley. And the puck bouncing into the Bowden defensive zone. And that goal has definitely energized the Panthers, who are swarming right now. The puck now at neutral ice. Picked up by Bentley. St. Denis has to send it off the boards. It's picked up by Bentley again in the right circle in the corner. Off the boards, picked up by Jocelyn. In the left corner again. Centered in front, a nice play by the Polar Bears to get it out. 15:50 left to play third period. Middlebury and Bowden tied at 3. And the Panthers sending it into the Bowden zone. Jocelyn trying to break it up and not able to do so. Rutledge in the Middlebury zone. Rutledge with it behind the net. Centered in front. Broken up by the Middlebury defense. Jocelyn for the Panthers sending it down deep. Here comes Capello in the right circle. Capello's looking for Heinrichs. Just a little too far. Heinrichs in at the left circle looking for Pastor or Cage. Broken up by Brown of the Polar Bears. Here comes Topham. And a strong play by Heinrichs back checking to knock that out. Just about 15 minutes left to play third period. 3-3 here from the Watson Arena in Brunswick. The puck behind Wisco. Middlebury sending it down. Icing waved off. Danny Tai with it along the left boards. Lee has it now for the Panthers. Back to Tai, left corner. Over to Allen. Allen behind St. Denis. Allen circling. Dawson pinching in. Sent back to Allen, who sends a drive on, who was looking for Dawson in front, and St. Denis will hold on to that. 14:36 left to play in the third period. 3-3, Bowden and Middlebury. Zach Shapiro, his second of the game, a power play goal, coming at 2:57 of the third period. Back to Breen at the point. He drives it around. Powers has got it for Middlebury. Over to Dawson. Dawson behind the cage. Dawson at the top of the circles. He was looking to get it deflected. It was blocked. Topham has got Washko. Washko has got Jaddits with him. He's in the right side of the ice, in the right corner. Sends it around. And Powers has it. He's got Shapiro with him. They bring it in. It's still in. Power still with it. Picked up by McKee, who pinches in to send it around in the corner. Kanan Murray for the Polar Bears. Sends it around and out. And we get a whistle here. And we have a penalty. And the penalty is going to be on the Panthers. Going to be on Michael Fahey. .13:45 left to play third period. And it's a bench minor for too many men on the ice. Could potentially be a costly penalty. Well, the puck bounces out after the faceoff, which was Wallace against Powers, won by Wallace. And the puck now in the Bowden defensive zone. It's being rushed out by Ingersoll on the left side. Tedesco with it. Play broken up by Breen. Comes back to the point. A nice job kept in by Ingersoll. A shot from the point, and they score! Ingersoll sending it across to Rutledge with a blast. And Bowden back up by one. 6:40 of the third period. 4-3 Bowden. We had just talked about penalties being an issue today for the Panthers, and on that one, Bowden made them pay. We'll wait to see if there's a secondary assist. I believe that's going to be Rutledge from Ingersoll, at least at 6:40. The faceoff is going to be Capello against Wallace, brought in by Middlebury. Okay, so the faceoff to the right of Saint-Denis, they brought in, and they're saying that it's offsides. All right, so the official call on that. The Bowden goal, it's a power play goal. Graham Rutledge from Albert Washko and Cody Tedesco at 6:40 of the third period. Face-off just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. Brett Dineen with the puck for Middlebury. Over to McKee, who dumps it in off the back end boards. It's Heath. Tie back to McKee, who shoots it in. That one was wide. 12:30 left to play third period. Bowden up 4-3. Graham Rutledge's power play goal, scored at 6:40. The difference right now, the puck in neutral ice right now. It's taken by Brett Dineen over to Jimmy McKee. McKee brings it in, dumps it in, and the Panthers will change as we're down to 12 minutes in the third. Berube sending it over to Tedesco, who tries to make a move. No sale. Dawson, nice job breaking that up. Owen Powers circling in front of his netminder along the left side, dropping it for Dawson. Dawson right by Tedesco, skating over the red line. Dawson still with the puck. Dawson at the top of the circle, a shot that was looking for Shapiro. Shapiro in the corner behind Saint-Denis. Allen with it in the left corner, looking for either Breen or Dawson at the points. 11:20 left to play third period. 40 shots on goal for the Polar Bears, 25 for the Panthers. Tedesco taking the puck from Middlebury, from one of the Panthers. A shot as the puck comes across from Dawson. Breen with the puck now on the left side. He's going to change as Powers has it. Middlebury getting a change here. Powers with it between the circles. A shot that Saint-Denis holds on. And at 10:55, remaining in the third period, it's 4-3 Bowden. The Panthers getting a change on that last shift, taking their time. And one of the things that the Panthers have done in the last 7 or 8 minutes or so has been getting more traffic in front of Saint-Denis, which I think is a good idea. The faceoff, Fahey taking the faceoff against Wallace, won by Fahey, comes out, and a shot that was blocked, and it comes all the way out into neutral ice, where it's taken by Jaddits for the Polar Bears. It's into the Middlebury zone now behind Wisco. Here comes Fahey over the red line, skating into the Bowden defensive zone. A shot that goes wide. Topham trying to get it out for the Polar Bears. He can't do it. Bentley now for the Panthers. Along the left boards, the Panthers cycling here. Fahey across to Pastor. Pastor sending it off the boards. He was looking for Tkachuk. But Saint-Denis came out and I think wisely covered that. And so we'll get a stoppage. 10:15 left to play third period. Bowden leading 4-3. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Capello taking the faceoff against Wallace. Won by Wallace, and he went back. It went around the boards into the left corner. Capello with it now. He loses it to Heath, who is able to send it into the bench. And we will get a whistle. 10:03 left to play third period. The faceoff will be to the left of the Polar Bears goaltender Kyle Saint-Denis, who has made 24 stops today on 27 shots. Geary thrown out of the faceoff circle for the Polar Bears. He's taking on Tyler Capello. He's replaced by Wallace. Won by Wallace, and he goes back behind St. Denis. It's picked up by Jocelyn. Jocelyn has it in the left corner. He's sent to the ice by Topham. It's still along the boards, and it comes out. Dawson leaving it for Breen. Breen over the red line, dumping it in. Comes around the boards. Jocelyn tried to send it further, but he misses. And here come the Polar Bears. Topham with Wallace and Geary. Topham along the right board, sent around by the Panthers, picked up by Dawson. Dawson skating over the red line. He'll dump it in. St. Denis has to hold on, and he will. 9:16 left to play, third period, 4-3 Bowdoin. This faceoff should be coming to the right of St. Denis. Ty taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Jaddits. Won by Ty. Back to Heinrichs. It's loose in front. Alex Lee trying to get a handle on it, and he couldn't. It's along the boards. It's sent out and back in. The Panthers are offside, so they have to regroup. Neutralized now, dumped in by Rutledge. Rutledge into the right corner. It comes around and out, where it's taken by Ingersoll. Dineen has it for Middlebury, across to McKee. McKee has it. He sends it out. Looking for Ty, who's got Heinrichs with him. Here comes McKee again. He dumps it in. It is gloved off by Van Der Veen. Across the red line, here come the Polar Bears. Jaddits with a shot that Wisco will hold on to. Shot number 41. 8:37 left to play. Third period. Bowdoin up by a goal. The teams exchanged goals this period. Middlebury tying the game. 2:57 of the third period. Zach Shapiro, his second of the game, before Rutledge scoring a power play goal for Bowdoin, making it 4-3. Around the right corner, Owen Powers has it for Middlebury. He skates over the blue line, over the red line. He's got Allen with him and Shapiro. A shot that is blockered into the netting by St. Denis. And we'll get a stoppage as the faceoff should come to the left. And Owen Powers in the faceoff circle, taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Chris Wallace. Wallace chased from the faceoff circle, replaced by Leston. Leston wins it straight back to Topham, around to Wallace. Off the boards and out. Picked up right in front of the Middlebury bench by Shapiro. And it's sent in. Wallace with it. He's being pestered by Allen. Shapiro with it. He's looking for Powers. It's broken up by Tedesco. And picked up by Heath. Dumped in by Leston as the Polar Bears get a change here. 7:40 left to play, third period, 4-3 Bowdoin. Here comes Dawson, utilizing that speed to get it up. He sends it over to Shapiro, who is getting a lot of ice time tonight. He's had a lot of energy. He's also got two goals. And a shot comes in. It's taken by Wisco. Here comes Michael Fahey across the red line on the right side, across the blue line, looking for Tkachuk, who is looking for Bentley. Fahey with it now, back to the point to Cage. Cage over to Pastor from the right circle. A shot. Tkachuk was looking to tip. Cage pinching in and driving it in deeper. Back to Fahey. Tkachuk with it in the left corner. Centers it, looking for Bentley. Nice play by Van Der Veen for the Polar Bears to break that up in the corner. Allen has it again. Over to Fahey. And around. And skied out by the Polar Bears, Ingersoll. So a long pass over to Emac Bentley. Bentley has it in the right circle. Backhand that is partially blocked. Charlie Parsons out there now for the Panthers with Geary. Geary racing with Potter and Jack Bliss. Comes behind the Panthers' net off the boards. Picked up by Jocelyn, who taps it out. Back to Geary. Picked up by McKee, who sends it off the boards and it goes out. picked up by Berube off the boards, right in front of the Middlebury bench. Mitch Allen. So we've got Capello with Heinrichs and Jocelyn right now. At the point, it is Dineen and McKee. It's picked up by Capello. McKee pinching a shot from Heinrichs from between the circles as it's down the right corner. Jocelyn protecting the puck back to Heinrichs at the point. Heinrichs with a shot that is partially blocked by Potter, who had a glove on it. A nice play by Dineen to keep it in from the top of the left circle. He sends it over to Powers. Powers with a drive that rang off the iron. And there has been a penalty assessed here. One of the Polar Bears went down. A hooking call against the Panthers' Cole Jocelyn. The penalty coming at 14:41 of the third period. Jocelyn, 2 minutes for hooking. A penalty at 14:41 of the third. Faceoff taken by Waschko against Powers. Won by Waschko. Shot by Ingersoll from the point. I believe Waschko got part of that one. And it comes back in front, and it is cleared by the Panthers' defense. Spencer Cage with the puck now in the right circle. Got Powers, a shot. What a save by St. Denis. A shorthanded chance by Spencer Cage. Working hard, getting it to Owen Powers, and St. Denis with a tremendous save. The Polar Bears go on to win this game. Remember that save. That was a big one. 4:39 left to play as the Polar Bears bring it in. It's sent across to Murray. Murray with a drive. It's blocked by Waschko. It comes on the left side and out. Topham chasing it for the Polar Bears. Passes it in. Goes into the Middlebury zone. It's taken by Breen, who sends it all the way down. St. Denis out to play it. He's able to get it off quickly before the forechecking of Alex Heinrichs is there to cause some problems. Breen off the boards, and it is again out. Danny Tye racing on Topham. The Panthers doing a nice job penalty killing here. Down to 35 seconds left on this penalty. 3:50 left to play third period. Bowden up by a goal. And here comes Ricci. And broken up by the Panthers' defense. 25 seconds left to go in the power play for Bowden. 20 seconds left in the penalty, or the penalty kill for the Panthers. 3:30 now left in the third period. Down to 10 seconds left. Here come the Polar Bears. Jaddits with a shot that goes wide, goes all the way around. It's back to the point where Heath sends it back in. Leston back behind the net. Behind Waschko, the penalty is over. Team's back at even strength. Pastor harassing Ricci, and it's taken by McKee, who skates up the right side. Blue line, red line. Blue line drops it, leaves it for Bentley, and it comes out. Dump back in, left by Saint-Denis. Wallace for the Polar Bear, circling. Sends it across to his partner, Heath. Dumped in and left for Waschko, who sends it along the boards, where it's picked up by Waschko. Waschko still with it, looking to center it. Who's looking for Vanderveen. Powers on him. Waschko with it again along the boards. Taken by Powers, who loses it to Leston. Leston trying to center it. He's got Berube. A shot saved by Waschko. And it comes around, and Wisco's back to his feet. He was down for a second there. A shot saved by Waschko again. And taken by Shapiro. Who comes along the boards. Waschko, Shapiro, one on three. A backhand saved by Saint-Denis. And I'll tell you what, Zach Shapiro is having himself one whale of a game tonight for the Panthers. Great individual effort there, one on three. Saint-Denis with a big save there. 2:04 left to play, third period, 4-3 Bowden. 42 shots on goal for the Polar Bears, 29 for the Panthers. The Panthers out shooting the Polar Bears 10-4 in this period. Faceoff won by Allen. And it comes back out, and the Panthers' net is empty. Taken by Pastor. And Pastor trying to get it set up here. Mitch Allen racing into the Colby zone. He looks to center it. It's loose in front. Shapiro out there. And Powers can't hold it in. And the Panthers have to retreat. And Tedesco almost stole the puck. Fortunately, that was able to be broken up, and no harm, no foul there. Tedesco doing a nice job forechecking here. It was a good shift by the Polar Bears, Cody Tedesco. So the Panthers have it, and here they come. Brendan Dawson, the smooth skating defenseman, dumping it into the corner. Heath. Back for the Polar Bears. The Panthers able to keep it in. And Ingersoll along the boards in the... And there is... There was a stoppage, and then there was no stoppage, and there are now about 35 players on the rink here, and we're trying to figure out what just took place. So I'm not sure they have figured out exactly what just happened there, but there are 46.3 seconds left to play in the third period. Middlebury down by a goal, 4-3. Adam Wisko back in the net for the Panthers. They'll look to get him to the bench, and here he comes. They'll look to get the extra skater. And so the Panthers now have got the extra skater, 30 seconds left. Michael Fahey with the puck behind the net. Over to Charlie Parsons, over to Kamil Tkachuk. A shot from Pastor. A nice job by Cage to break up the play. But the Panthers down to 10 seconds left. And unfortunately, it looks like the Panthers are going to run out of time here. And that's going to do it. The final score from the Sidney J. Watson Arena in Brunswick. The Bowdoin College Polar Bears 4. Middlebury College Panthers 3. We'll be back with the Three Squares Cafe postgame show right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergence. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergence. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Hi there, Craig Lee, sales manager from Foster Motors, reaching out to you again. First, I would like to thank all of you who took the time to visit our dealership last month. We truly appreciate your time and business. Now it's November and the Black Friday sales event here at Foster Motors, and we're having Black Friday deals all month long. Rebates are high, we have 2018s to move out, and we have some fantastic vehicles to look at, like our all-new Ram 1500 and all-new Jeep Wrangler. Let me tell you, you have to see them and drive them to appreciate all the new technology and changes that have been made. These vehicles are amazing. So once again, I would like to invite you in and see us on Route 7 South. Take a look at our awesome selection of new and used trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans. Let me show you the real deals and cut through all the clutter that you hear about super low payments that are offered but never able to be met. I hope to see you soon. And remember, at Foster Motors...
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, it was certainly an exciting game, but unfortunately, this afternoon, the Panthers' effort fell short, where they have been beaten by the Bowdoin College Polar Bears 4-3 here at the Sidney J. Watson Arena. Welcome back. Bruce Eamon with you here on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the Three Squares Cafe post-game show. An exciting game today. The final tally, again, 4-3 in favor of the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. The Polar Bears led after the first period 2-1 on goals by Chris Capello and number 20, Austin Ricci. That made it 2-0 Bowdoin. Brett Pastor scored for Middlebury at 17-11 of the first period to make it 2-1. At the end of the second period, or rather at the beginning of the second period, Bowdoin went up 3-1 on a goal by number 22, Bradley Ingersoll. Middlebury did get back in the game, though. Zach Shapiro scoring his first of the season, his first collegiate point. Assist to number 26, Mitch Allen, and number 6, Jimmy McKee, to make it 3-2 in favor of the Polar Bears. And then in the third period, an exciting third period, Shapiro with his second goal of the season, his second goal of his career. Power play goal from Owen Powers and Spencer Cage. The goal coming at 2:57 of the third period. But unfortunately for the Panthers, the penalties cost them today. The Bowdoin College Polar Bears with a power play goal at 6:40. It was Graham Rutledge, an assist to number 22, Bradley Ingersoll, putting the game out of reach, 6:40 of the third period, and the final score in this game, 4-3 in favor of the Bowdoin College Polar Bear. Shots on goal in the game for Bowdoin, 42, and for the Middlebury College Panthers, 29. Coming up when we come back, we're going to select the three stars of the game as the Bowdoin College Polar Bears have beaten the Middlebury College Panthers here at the Watson Arena in Brunswick, Maine. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Hesabury Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Along with farm supplies, power equipment, and hands-on service department, Broughton's has been a True Value Hardware store in Addison County for over 30 years. Hi, this is Monica from Broughton's Big Country Hardware Store in Bridgeport. For the last half of those years, I've been involved with expanding our entire selection of True Value paint, plumbing, and electrical supplies. But did you know that we also carry feed for your pets and livestock, work boots and workwear for the guys and gals that need it, and I dare say one of the best selections of work gloves around? This holiday season, take a drive in the country and visit me and the staff at Broughton's Big Country True Value Hardware. This year, we've got even more cool stuff for decorations and gifts that will warm some special hearts. If you've never been out here, I think it's time to explore our back rooms, side rooms, showrooms, and upstairs, and bring your friends so you can show them what a true country hardware store looks like. Remember, gifts and gift certificates are available. We're on 22A in Bridgeport, and we're a Big Country True Value Hardware store.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
4-3 the final. This afternoon's final from the Stanley J. Watson Arena here in Brunswick, Maine. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Welcome back to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. An exciting game this afternoon, but unfortunately for the Panthers, Bowden came out on top 4-3. And again, penalties, the big story of the game today for the Panthers. They had 8 penalties, and Bowden 2-for-8 on the power play. And again, that was really the difference in the game today. Time right now for the three stars of the game. Star number 3 from Bowden, number 27, sophomore Bradley Ingersoll. He had a goal and an assist tonight, had a strong game. Star number 2 from the Middlebury Panthers, number 37, Zach Shapiro, the freshman from Ann Arbor, Michigan, with a strong game. Really brought the Panthers back into this game with his energy. He had 2 goals tonight in a losing effort. And last but not least, the number 1 star of the game, no question in my mind, the Panthers goaltender Adam Wisko, the freshman, his first collegiate start, stopping 38 of the 42 shots he has faced, or he faced tonight, in the 4-3 loss, but he played a strong game anyway, keeping Middlebury in the game. And so Adam Wisko, our first star of the game. When we come back, we'll take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard, the Fire and Ice NHL scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers game next week and some final thoughts. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergence. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergence. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Watson Arena here in Brunswick, Maine, where the Bowdoin College Polar Bears have notched their first win of the season, beating the Middlebury College Panthers 4-3. A game that was exciting, featuring two goals by Zach Shapiro for the Panthers, his first two collegiate points, and a strong game by freshman Zach Shapiro, the right wing for the Panthers, but unfortunately not enough, as penalties did in the Panthers today. Eight penalties, Bowdoin going 2-for-8 on the power play and able to win this game 4-3 on the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. Bruce Zeman with you, and for the final time today, we're going to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard. There are a couple of other games going on today. The first one, Williams beating Colby 4-3, that game at Colby. Game number two, Wesleyan leading Tufts 1-0 with just a couple of seconds left in the third period. Hamilton and Brockport, non-conference game, that is just getting ready to start. Trinity beating Connecticut College 4-0. And, of course, the final game of the day, Tufts beating Amherst 3-0. Time right now for the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. Only two games this afternoon. Detroit beating New Jersey 3-2 in overtime. And Tampa Bay beating the Philadelphia Flyers 6-5 in overtime. And so the Panthers with a, what I would call a successful road trip this weekend, beating Colby last night 4-1, dropping game two of their season tonight 4-3. But a split on the road is not bad, especially in the first week of the season. And for the Panthers, they've got a lot to be proud about in the way they played this weekend, not only showing some resilience, but also scoring some goals. Now, as for the week ahead, coming up this weekend, the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout, that is at Norwich. It's going to be Friday and Saturday of next week. The Panthers taking on Plattsburgh on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, the pregame show at 3:30. And then on Saturday, they will be taking on either Adrian or Norwich, the time to be determined. And we will have all that action right here on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Radio, the One Credit Union Radio Network. And from the Sidney J. Watson Arena, that's going to do it today. For today, the final score, Bowdoin 4, Middlebury 3. Want to thank you for listening to our broadcast on behalf of our brilliant engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual terrific job, and myself, Bruce Zeman. Want to thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBridge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.